Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep, slow breaths together. In just a moment, you'll notice in today's reading that Jesus takes a deep breath, and he breathes onto his disciples. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're learning the words of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. These words were given to God's people, the Israelites, before they entered the Promised Land. These words may already be familiar to you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today I'll be reading from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, from the Message translation. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jewish leaders, they had locked all the doors to the house. And yet Jesus entered and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." And then he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples, seeing the master with their own eyes, were awestruck. Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they are gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" But Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus appeared to them. The other disciples told them, "We saw the Master." But Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail holes in his hands and put my fingers in those nail holes and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it." 8 days later, the disciples were gathered together again in that room. This time Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." Then he focused his attention on Thomas. "Take your finger, examine my hands, take your hand, put it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Thomas, believe." Thomas said, "My master and my God." Jesus said, "You believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing." Jesus provided far more God-revealing signs than are written down in this book. These are written down so you will believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. In the act of believing, you will have real and eternal life in the way that Jesus personally revealed it. The Word of the Lord. I wonder what it was like for Jesus to breathe on the disciples. How do you imagine it felt to hear him say, "Receive the Holy Spirit"? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love, and may my hands serve others. and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain.